It's my pleasure to welcome you to Answers from Scripture. Whether you're just being introduced to the Bible for the first time or you've been studying it for a lifetime, I'm confident that you'll benefit from Brother Mark's passionate explanations for the Word of God.
Hey, welcome, friends. This is Answers from Scripture. I'm your host, Brother Mark. Today's question's a doozy, and that is, why do Christians get so much wrong when it comes to eschatology? Eschatology is the prophetic part of the Bible, or the part about our future. And I want to say this to the credit of Christians. They've gotten a lot of things right. For example, during your grandparents' day and my grandparents' day, the Christians were saying the Bible's true, and Israel is going to once again gather. The Israelis will come back and form the nation of Israel again. And people laughed at that after all the hundreds and hundreds of years in diaspora that the people would come back to their homeland. But the Bible was right. The Christians were right. They got it right. The Bible is always right, never wrong. And there's so much prophecy in the Bible. But when it comes to talking about the tribulation, the Antichrist, the time of the rapture, a lot of mistakes are made. From the time I've been young, I've heard preachers say, well, we think this person is the Antichrist, or well, we think this particular technology is the technology by which they'll put a mark in people's hands or in their forehead. And then you get a little older and they've changed their mind and they've said a different name or a different technology, and they make a lot of mistakes to their own discrediting, to their own embarrassment. Why? Why do Christians make so many mistakes about eschatology? I think if you listen, we'll answer that question for you today. But let's start in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Now this gathering together unto him is what we call the rapture. That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. It's imminent. The coming of the Lord to gather us to himself. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you out of myself. That day is imminent. It's at hand. It could happen anytime. Let no man deceive you, verse 3, by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, this is talking about the Antichrist. So we don't have a lot of signs for the rapture, but people are watching for this falling away when an Antichrist figure is going to be revealed. And they say, oh, here's a person. This must be it. This must be the guy. This must be the man that's going to be the Antichrist. And then that guy dies. Another comes on the scene. And we've embarrassed ourselves again. Verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. There's something that's keeping him back, something that's keeping it from being revealed. Verse 7, this is a key to understanding. Ready? For the mystery, anytime we find that word mystery, there's a clue here. There's going to be something that's hard to understand, but it's going to give us a clue. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Would you hold on to that thought? They were already the last days. They were already the Antichrist, many Antichrists come to the world. And that spirit that's going to work in the day of iniquity, that spirit is already working. So Christians observe the Antichrist of their day and the iniquity already working, the spirit of iniquity already working. They point it out and they assume that that's going to be the last. What do they get wrong? Turn, please, to Mark chapter 13 with me, Mark chapter 13 and verse 32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. You know how many people on earth know when that day is going to be? Zero. Okay, now listen. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. In that moment, only God the Father knew when this is going to take place. If you've got a preacher guessing the date, I'd stay away from that kind of preacher. And they embarrass Christianity, and they get a lot wrong when it comes to eschatology. No, you don't know. I don't know. None of God's children know. Not even the angels in heaven know. Now, wait. There's a clue right there. If the angels, please get this. If the angels in heaven don't know when Jesus is going to come back, then Satan doesn't know when Jesus is going to come back and gather his own. Clearly, if God's own angels that serve him in heaven don't know, then the fallen angels, Satan, and his demons don't know. Only God the Father knew. Satan's not omniscient. Get that. Satan doesn't know everything. He understands the Bible sometimes better than we do, perhaps, but he doesn't know everything. And one thing Satan doesn't know is when Jesus is going to come back. So what's the result? Pay attention. So in every generation from the days of Jesus until today, Satan has been working. And he's been choosing antichrists. And his spirit, that spirit of iniquity, has been working to try to get together the whole world under one umbrella, under one government, where he could put them quickly under the leadership of one man. But then he's thwarted again and again and again. And Christians watch his working. And they see there, that looks like an antichrist. I wonder if that might be the man. Well, you know what? It could be that Satan has chosen that man, thinking he could be the man. If Jesus came back today, I'm going to be ready to set up that kingdom, and I'm going to be ready, and he's working constantly. The spirit of iniquity doth already work. And what we observe in the world, we read the newspaper, and we say, aha, this looks like the Antichrist. Why? Because there are many Antichrists. Aha, this looks like the workings of Satan in the last day. Why? Because the spirit of iniquity doth already work. And then we point out those workings in those people and we say, maybe that's it. And then we're proven wrong. Why? Because we don't know when. And we don't know when because even Satan doesn't know when. So we're observing what he's doing, but we don't know. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're not going to belabor this point, but 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and beginning with verse 9. For we know in part. We know some things, but we don't know everything. And we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. So if I read this, and I guess, will Christians know with perfect accuracy when Jesus is going to come back? No, the Bible says they won't know. Will they know who the Antichrist is going to be before he's revealed? Nope, they're not going to figure it out. Probably not. Most of them won't. Will they? Why? Because we know, but we know in part. And we prophesy it, but we prophesy in part. And it says in verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as also I'm known. I'm living in this day and time. What should be expected of me? Partial knowledge, partial prophecy, guesswork. And we ought to admit that that's what it is. The Bible's perfect, and the Bible's prophecies will always come true. But Satan's working to make his part come true, and he doesn't know when he has to be ready, so he's trying to be ready all the time. We're observing that work and saying, ah, there he is. That's the Antichrist. That's the technology. Well, maybe Satan thought, there's the technology I could use. And then new technology comes on the scene. Maybe Satan thought, that's a man I could use. People name this president, or they'll name this rich man, or this globalist, or this elitist, or this businessman, or this politician, or this king, or whatever. They'll say, there, I think that's the man. Well, maybe Satan's thinking that could be the man. And we observe the way Satan's getting it ready through the spirit of iniquity and getting all the things ready for the kingdoms of the world to come together under one man. And then he's thwarted, and he's thwarted, and he's thwarted again until the time is right when God is going to allow it. And then the son of perdition shall be revealed, and we'll be gathered up quickly to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, and then we won't get it wrong anymore. Now we know in part, but then we'll know, even as also we are known. Now our prophecy is incomplete, but then it'll be perfect, and we'll understand it all. We'll understand it better by and by. In the meantime, don't be surprised in these prophecy things if we're not completely correct. But don't make your guesses too dogmatic. because that embarrasses the rest of us when the Bible plainly says we don't know. I hope you'll have a great week. God bless you. Share this video and others with those that you love. And let's subscribe and like and try to keep these videos going. Can we? God bless you. Have a great week. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have a question you'd like to have answered, mention it in the comments field below or visit us at www.answersfromscripture.online.